the hair on the hog.
Have you ever heard people call one of those things bristles?
Bristles, yeah.
Okay. And what about, you know, if some hogs have those long teeth coming out like that, you call those the what?
Talking about the ones that come
out. Yeah.
It's
kind of like an elephant has, you know?
Yeah.
You call those what? For it either an elephant or a hog?
The hooves. The hoof.
Have you ever heard people call them tusks or?
Tusks.
Or tushes? Something like that?
Yeah.
And if you were going to feed a hog, you'd say that, what do you call that thing that you pour the feed into? You feed them out of a what? A wooden...
Hoof.
Hear people call that a trough?
Trough.
You talk about one trough, but you might have several
troughs.
Okay. Do you have any special names for a hog that's grown up wild?
Wild hog.
Just wild hog. Okay. What about the, talking about animals a little bit more, what do you call that noise that's made by a calf when it's being weaned? You say it's doing what?
A calf?
Yeah. Just crying.
Yeah, no, they'd be crying.
Blade or something,
or something like that.
Okay. Or what about, you know, when cows are feeding or when they want to be milked, what do you call that soft, gentle noise that they make?
I never did that.
Have you heard people talk about a low of a cow?
Low or like something. Good thing.
Okay. Or what about horses, you know, that noise that they make? What do you call that noise, when that gentle noise that a horse makes?
Talk about that.
Something like that. Is that a whinny or a neigh, something like that?
Yeah, call it something to do with it.
Okay. What about, let's say you have a lot of, if you have a lot of hens and turkeys and geese and ducks and animals like that, you say that, what would you call them all together? You say you need to go out and feed your...
Flock,
or would you call it fowl or something?
Fowl
or something,
yeah. Flock would be cows.
Okay. And well, you're talking about animals like that. What about if you've got some horses and mules and cows and animals like that? When they get hungry, you say you got to go out and feed the
flock
of horses and cows. Those would be called what? You would call the feathered ones fowl, but you would call these what? You just say you're going to feed the. The cattle or something
cattle,
like that?
Whatever.
Okay. What would you call a hen that's sitting on a nest of eggs? You call it a what kind of hen?
Sitting hen.
Okay. And talking about hens and chickens, what do you call the place where they live that you keep them? You say you've got
chicken house.
A chicken house. Okay. What about if it's just a little shelter outside that they can run up under to keep out of the rain? What would you call that?
No shelter.
Just a shelter. Okay. What does chicken coop mean to you?
Chicken coop?
Yeah, what would it look like? Would it be the same thing
as
chicken,
chicken house? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Same thing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Talking about chicken, when you eat fried chicken, if you've got any little children around, they like to get this piece because they can take it and pull it apart, you know?
Mm-hmm.
What do you call that piece of the chicken?
The wing.
Okay, this one's like the wing, except it's got two pieces. One's a little bit longer.
Shot in the long.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is that long? Have you ever heard that called the pull it on?
Pull it on.
Did you ever do that, you know, when you were growing up?
Mm-hmm.
Pull it on with somebody?
Yeah, right.
What was supposed to happen, you know, if you got the longer piece? Anything?
Well, I guess you'd have the luck. You know,
you would have the luck
or something.
Or you would maybe make a wish.
Wish, and your luck comes to pass.
Okay.
Wishbone, or whatever you could call it.
Yeah.
Wishbone.
Okay.
Like that.
We're talking about the inside parts of a chicken or a hog maybe that you can eat, like the liver and the heart and the gizzard. Have you ever heard one word used to refer to all that, you know, the insides that are edible, that can be eaten?